We talked about the issue of checkpoint inhibitors in the adjuvant setting in trials. What about the issue in locally advanced, particularly after chemo radiation therapy? There's a press release out there suggesting there's a positive trial using durvalumab, an anti-PD-L1 agent, after chemo radiation therapy. Any thoughts about that?
So that's the Pacific trial. So we don't know any details other than it met its endpoint. So we don't know any of the numbers, any of the statistics around it, or how it was designed, really. What we know is that patients had chemo radiation and then got the durvalumab, and that it was a positive trial. And we'll know more. The expectation is with that press release that we'll know something at one of the fall meetings. And so if that is sufficiently positive, it has the potential to be practice changing, because we don't have anything to give after chemo radiation right now that's been shown to have any meaningful benefit. This is a curative setting, so again, it'll be interesting to see if we see an OS, overall survival benefit, if it's just disease-free. Probably won't be enough follow-up to say anything about survival, overall survival, so then is it enough DFS benefit to warrant change? I mean, hand-waving, we don't know yet. It'll be really interesting to see. And then there are questions coming up around the idea of, there's been fear of giving the drugs with radiation because of setting off pneumonitis. There's still been fears in some of the adjuvant trials about giving some of the checkpoint drugs after radiation, and yet this one was done, and at least from what we've heard, the toxicity was manageable. But those will be details we'll need to see from the trial itself.
And I guess theoretically, you have the so-called abscopal effect, or maybe the radiation is going to in some way enhance it, the actual beneficial effect. Of course, we don't know that's the case.
Right. So we don't know. I've had one patient I was convinced had an abscopal effect, but I don't know that it's going to be quite as frequent as we like to talk about it. So,
what was your patient?
Oh, she was a woman with non-small cell lung cancer who had been doing reasonably well on nivolumab for, I think, 9 months, but started having progression in one of her lung nodules, as well as some lymph nodes. So we treated the lung nodule, and the lymph nodes also shrunk.
You radiated the lung nodules?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. Unfortunately, she then developed a grade 3 colitis, which we've been battling for a while, but...
Hmm. But she only had radiation to the lung nodule.
Mm-hmm.
She was still on the nivolumab.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, we held it during the radiation, but restarted it then.
And then she responded in the nose. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.